Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you have called us out. So we are the called out ones, Lord, not the Antichrist. And so thank you, Lord, that we can be established in the truth of who we are in the heavenly realm that has been cleansed from all darkness. And we can just stay conscious of your goodness in the light as you in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 4, verse 1 to 4. Delightfully loved friends, don't trust every spirit, but carefully examine what they say to determine if they are of God, because many false prophets have mingled into the world. Here's the test for those with the genuine spirit of God. They will confess Jesus as the Christ who has come in the flesh. Everyone who does not acknowledge that Jesus is from God has the spirit of Antichrist, which you heard was coming and is already active in the world. Little children, you can be certain that you belong to God and have conquered them, for the one who is living in you is far greater than the one who is in the world.
Hallelujah. So yeah, we can just end off with that. Take hold of that last portion of scripture we read there. The one that is in you is greater than him who is in the world. So it's so wonderful. We need to know we were part of that Antichrist spirit when we didn't know the gospel and we were deceived by the powers and principalities of darkness, the spirit at work in the sons of disobedience. But praise God, and we heard the gospel and we embraced it. Amen. And then we embraced it with belief and our testimony, our words. Believe, and we spoke, and we are still staying in this light, staying in this belief, believing and confessing, because we are in this wonderful kingdom now, the kingdom, and we are part of the bride, the church of the firstborn, and that is the big reality. That is the true kingdom. There's two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the light, and we in the right kingdom. And there's two lords. There's a devil that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give life and life in abundance. And we tapped into him. And this is the beauty now. Why are we tapped into him? Because we have believed the gospel of our salvation. We have believed that Jesus has come to save us. And went further than belief. We accepted him as Lord. And we received his spirit. And we entered into his kingdom. And we are staying. He's a living reality to us. He's appearing. He's revealing himself on a daily basis. And we are being revealed with him in glory. And that's the difference. The ones out there that their words point out that they are not enlightened. And then you can see they going through bad things. The devil is just stealing more and more in their lives. And all we can do and tell them is, listen, we've been there. We know it's not a good place to be. Turn. Amen. God has loved each and every one of us. One died for all, and he lives for all. So take hold of him. Believe in him that he's here because he is now the Lord of all, and he's there to bring life and life in abundance to you. So the reality is now we are children of the light, and we need to just stay in the light. Jesus is a living reality that started a work in our lives, and he will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.